checking in with the Quincy Pride Committee, who is preparing for their coming up in-person Pride Festival happening at Pageant Field on June 6th. Sheikha Babin, Richard Ash are both here. So Sheikha, Richard, nice to see you both. Really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Good to see you, Joe, and awesome to be here to talk about Pride 2021 in Quincy. Absolutely.
I love the in-person emphasis, Joe. We're very excited to be here and for June 6th.
That's right. Unfortunately, it couldn't happen, obviously, in 2020 due to the pandemic. And I believe, Richard, this event, the Pride Festival, is going to be one of the very first kind of major in-person public events in Quincy since the pandemic. So how does that make you feel?
I guess I would be lying if I didn't say nervous, but I do think that we have a lot of precautions in place. We're doing everything that we can. And, you know, we got the green light from the mayor's office after a couple of events that they've had recently at Pageant Field. And obviously the lower risk of the spread of the virus. And I believe yesterday was our first day in Massachusetts with no cases reported at all. But I could be wrong on that. So I talked to the mayor's office maybe 2-3 weeks ago, and they said, you know, hey, if you think you can get people there, we don't see a problem with it. And we're very excited. We're going to recommend everyone wear masks. We'll have hand sanitizing stations around all of our booths, tables, chairs, and whatnot will be 6 feet apart. And we hope that people are comfortable with coming out and will enjoy themselves.
Sheikha, how are you feeling leading up to the big festival?
Oh my God, equally as excited. Again, as Richard mentioned, taking all of the necessary precautions, but a time for us to come out as a community, given that we're coming, slowly coming out of the pandemic, and to really be able to celebrate Pride and give it our all. We've been fortunate this year to really get in the midst of coming out of a pandemic. We've had great sponsorship thus far, although we still need more sponsorship. But we believe the program that the team has put together is really going to really provide a great afternoon for the community and surrounding communities.
Yeah, when was the first Pride in Quincy?
2018.
Okay, so this will be the third in-person one. Was there anything at all that happened last year?
Yeah, last year we had a couple of online Pride celebrations. We did, standard with a variety of drag performances, which was very, very good. And we had a children's drag reading, which was very nice. For some reason, they did not take off as well as our in-person. But, you know, given everything that was going on last year, we're glad that, you know, we were able to do something.
Sure. Richard, are you excited that you can finally be back in person?
I am, yeah. You know, I will add on to that answer. We did have a nice Pride flag display last year, too, at the Church of Presidents. That was very well received, I think. I'm very excited to be back in person. And, you know, as Sheikha alluded to, just to see the community, and we have a great, great LGBTQ community here in Quincy, and allies, and it's going to be awesome to see everybody together again, and be able to celebrate the month of June. It was unfortunate, I think, because 2019 was such a high note for us, we had, we had about 2,000 people at Pride in 2019. And we were looking forward to building on that momentum and doing, you know, monthly activities and a variety of other sponsorships and helping out other nonprofits. And we had a lot in the pipeline there, and to make it more than just a festival every June. So we have been able to maintain our visibility, I think, and do a good job at making sure that we're accessible to the community. But it's going to be great to get everybody together again and maybe have them, you know, remind people that we're here, and we're here for more than, you know, just a fun festival, but that is the staple.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be a really fun day.
Yeah, it's a good point. We shouldn't overlook the fact that the Pride Committee was very active in the social justice issues that came up during 2020 well here in Quincy and both nationally too. Maybe you want to talk a bit about that.
I know that a number of our board members attended the different conversations and discussions on the Department of Equity and Justice and Social Justice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know that those happened on a variety of different platforms and at different points. It's not just Sheikh and I, but other board members have attended those, and we listen and we speak, and you know, it's more so being there for people and letting our voice be heard, and know that we're letting people know that we're around and we're ears to our community. That being said, we did have a town hall at the end of March, Joe, where we hosted our own public forum and invited people to come on and talk to us about LGBTQ community, and talk to us about how the pandemic has affected them and how they're doing, low points, high points, and what we could do with other nonprofits like Mass Equality. And, you know, there are a number of sponsors on that Zoom call. And
right.
So that was, we actually wanted to do an in-person town hall last year. We were very excited about it.
Right.
And although we had to, it took a while for us to get a virtual one done, at least we have the groundwork, and we know, I guess it was a good training session.
Right.
A little practice run, right? Yeah.
It was a practice run.
Yeah.
And just to build on that, it's really important for Quincy Pride to expand, as Richard mentioned, not only to offer programming throughout the year, but also to inform and educate the community about the different statewide agencies, making them aware of some of the legislation that's taking place to improve the quality of lives and safety. No doubt 2020, in addition to the pandemic, the social justice awareness was really heightened by a number of events. So we really want to take part in that and partner with our city to make sure that we're doing all we can to advocate for social justice reform where needed, but also ensure that there's equity.
You know, I think some members of the LGBTQ plus community may feel isolated even before a pandemic. So, you know, throw that public health crisis into the mix, and they may even find themselves to be kind of, more isolated. So I think a committee like this and a group like this and an event like this is a great way for them to express themselves.
Yeah. Obviously, it's a step forward. But before we go on, I really want to give credit to our founder and principal, Anne Mahoney. Anne Mahoney saw a vision, she saw a need, and she brought this organization together. And so when she asked me to come on board, and then later Richard, and now it's taking off. We have the right mix. We balance each other really, really well. There's good energy in the organization, and I just think the community will see a lot more from us going forward. Richard, did you want to add to that?
No, I thought that was great. We do have we've played musical chairs a bit over the last couple of years. we have a great group right now, and we would of course like to expand it. But we do. We have a great board, and hopefully we can take this group of people and tackle these social justice and equity issues, as well as have some fun along the way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
To that end, let's talk about some fun if we can. Again, the Pride Festival is coming up Sunday, June 6th at Pageant Field. It is noon to 4, I believe. What is going to be happening that day?
Oh my God, there is tons. And we're still evaluating additional ideas, but I'll say a few, and then I'll let Richard say a few as well. One, we have some great drag performances, which are solid entertainers throughout the New England area. In addition, we have a puppeteer. Oh my God, we were trying to figure out how we could incorporate a story hour, a story time, and just some diversity in the entertainment. And so that's going to be a really nice treat. In addition, we're adding a little pet contest. Obviously, pets have gotten all of us through this past year. And so it'd be nice to showcase their pets. I know in San Francisco and other Pride organizations, they include the pets. So we thought, why not? Let's do it here in Quincy. And so I think we have a great lineup of entertainment. In addition, I just talk about some peripheral things that we're doing in addition to the Pride event. We will be working with the United Presbyterian Church again this year, the Church of Presidents, to put on the flag display that Richard mentioned, and something that I think is coming up in a couple of weeks on your, in a week or two on your program, we are putting together a campaign called Show Your Pride. So this is a day that we're looking, in addition to the Pride event on June 6th, we're asking all of our residents and neighbors, hey, show your pride, please, fly your flags, do whatever you feel is comfortable and safe, but show your pride. It is something that we really need people to do and display. And I'll turn it over to Richard for other activities that will be taking place on June 6th.
So she could cover the most fun and important ones, but I will.
No,
I'm just kidding. The puppy contest I think is going to be a big draw, and I'm hoping that a lot of people participate in that.
So do you actually want folks to bring their dogs and have them dressed up in their pride outfits?
Yes.
Okay. And are there prizes?
Yes, there'll be prizes.
Okay.
Yeah. We've had some great donors. We have, I think, 3 or 4 tiers of prizes. So there should be really nice. Richard, I'm sorry. I didn't want to
That's fine.
Steal anything. In addition to food trucks that we're going to have there, a variety, we will have a beverage truck as well. We're going to have a little pet truck for pets, right? So they can get a little snack or a little treat as well. So we really thought about this through and through. And as we do with each Pride that we have a host of vendors that will be there. This year, we're adding in a little variety. In addition to what is most important to us and dear to us is having our community partners and community vendors that are there for our community that offers services and support systems. We're bringing in some retailers to have products, jewelry, and or things of like that that we're still working to get them on board and in, as a part of the event. One other thing is that we're finalizing things. We had a face painter. Now we're seeing if we can adjust that and do some type of painting, you know, to if not on the face, maybe on the body, but just really amp it up and give it the festival and the festive environment that a prize should have, again, while adhering to, you know, safe protocol.
Well, the city clerk's office in Quincy tells me there was a 100% increase in dog licenses in 2020.
Oh my goodness. I don't know how we're going to do this, but.
So there are a lot of, pandemic puppies out
right,
there.
Right, right. And you know, speaking of the city, I really just want to applaud the mayor's office for his support each and every year. Each year that we come to the mayor's office, he is there. They give us the approval. They give us support for the field hands. And so I really just want to take a moment to thank him and his office. Richard, I don't know if you want to add to that or anything.
Oh, definitely. Actually, I just got off the phone with Chris Walker a minute ago. So there's some other stuff that you're not aware of yet, Chica, they're really pulling through for us, Joe. They're doing
yes. Yes.
They're giving us kind of everything we need and then some the support. Right. I mean, we decided to do this, I think May, maybe
April, late April.
Yeah.
We were on the fence until late April.
And yeah. This event usually takes 20 of us months. So
right.
We're just hoping we know it'll come together because we're married to it from now until it's going to be a great day, but the mayor's office has been wonderful and their support necessary and appreciate it.
That's great to hear. Yeah. Is there any cost to attend?
No.
Yeah. Oh my God. Never is there a fee or anything. This is a community family event, family fun event to get out the house and come together and be entertained and be prideful, be full of pride. You know, yeah. I like to use the word be gayous and joyous. You know what I mean?
Well, I know it's always from the first one, it's always been kind of geared as a family event, right? You want
absolutely all
walks of life to come.
Absolutely. And that's the environment that we have in Quincy. Quincy is a very close community, as well as our surrounding neighbors. So absolutely.
Nope. We should talk to a little bit about how important it is for the performers, because they have been extremely hard hit by this pandemic.
Oh, my God.
Unable to do what they do for a living, right? So to be able to showcase them, I think an event like this is going to be quite helpful.
Absolutely, especially the drag performers. They have been the biggest hit. A lot of them have had to, luckily they found alternate jobs and things, but this is one of the prideful things that is Quincy Pride, that we're able to employ the artists that support the community. Drag is an art form, and so it is really wonderful that we're able to get these guys and have them perform. I do want to give a shameless plug. At the end of the month, we are doing a drag brunch. So we're looking at that for the last Sunday of the month. But yes, the drag performers have really been impacted by this pandemic quite a bit.
Yeah, the arts in general. I mean, just Broadway.
The arts in general. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh my God, for sure. Yes, yes. So we're glad that we can do our little part. And with our partners, our sponsorships this year, we're able to bring this festival to fruition. And without the sponsorship, I don't know where we would be, because last year we weren't able to raise any funds for the organization. Even as a 501c3, it was just, there was just so many dynamics. And of course, trying to keep people safe last year took precedent, which was most important. So we're very fortunate that we're able to help out all around.
Sure. Now, I'm assuming there is a cost for the food and beverages. Is that right?
So yes, my apology. Yes, there is food. there's a price for that. Our vendors, I believe the ones that we've chosen are very reasonable in price, and they offer a great variety. So for example, we have our standards, hot dogs, hamburgers, we have salad wraps, and they I think we have some vegan type of, they offer some vegan selection. And then we have a traditional corn rolls and different things of that nature. We have a vendor that offers that. So we've tried to, whereas in the past we've stuck with just one vendor, this time we've offered a couple of vendors to give some variety.
And yeah, so I'll touch on that. If anyone's familiar with Fasano's Catering, I believe they're in Ranger.
Yes.
Fasano's will be there. We also have an ice cream truck. And we have a truck that specializes in cannolis and fried dough and whatnot. Avi Shemtov's, one of his beer trucks, will be there, as well as the doggy treat truck that Sheikha talked about earlier.
Okay.
So it's an eclectic mix, if you will. But
yeah,
I think there'll be something for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we wouldn't be able to do this event if we didn't have, we'll have a number of donors that have donated raffle items. So we'll have a raffle table there as well, as a mean for us to, you know, also raise funds, you know, to put on, produce other events, but also to look forward to next year as well.
Yep. Now you mentioned the flag, Sheikha. Will there actually be flags for sale, pride flags for sale?
So what we're doing this year is we have, because of our generous sponsorship this year, let me let Richard talk about that. Okay. I'm talking quite a bit. So let me break it up a little. Richard, do you want to take that or do you want?
I'm not sure that I have all the details, but I can start off. And if you want to fill in the blanks, that's fine.
Okay.
For the Pride flags this year, I believe what we're doing is going to have people order them ahead of time if they want big flags for their house, if they want big flags to raise outside, which we're hoping that they do. We're going to have them submit order forms ahead of time and then have those to be picked up on June 6th. And then, as Sheikah said, we'll do our Show Your Pride campaign, where hopefully people will put theirs out. And I'm sure all three of us can appreciate, it seems like every June, even more and more people, you see more and more flags, which is great. So we really want to capitalize on that. And if we can, double it, you know.
And Joe, if you don't mind, I'm going to do a shameless ask. Would really like our businesses in the downtown area, please show your pride and light up the downtown area with pride. Please, please.
Now, are there resources available to for businesses to indicate that they are, you know, pride friendly, if you will?
So, yeah. Let's talk about that a little bit. We are partnering with the mayor's LGBTQ commission, and the commission has a big campaign going on. You can go to their Facebook page, look at their statement to stand in solidarity and to sign up and register as a pride-friendly organization, business, mm-hmm. and the that's ran. And let me just say that was led by Nina Lund, our city councilor at large. Mm-hmm. She spearheaded that effort, and Garrett Nichols is head of that, chair of that group. And so they will be sending out stickers to go in the window and so forth to show that they are a friendly organization.
Very good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, there's going to be an actual stage at Pageant Field for the performers. Is that right?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, there will be a stage. This year, we're going to dress it up a little bit. In the past, we have done we've done the big arch in the rainbow. This year, the committee got together and wanted to do something different. And so we're going to have big, they're called boom columns, is it? And so we're going to have that in the front entrance. And then we're going to have one flanked on each side of the stage. The stage, again, is donated by the mayor's office. Thank you, mayor's office. And so we have DJ Allen, who's going to be with us playing some great music throughout the event. And so we have some decorations that we'll be decorating the stage with, of course. And yeah, absolutely.
Do you need help? Is there volunteer opportunities
yes.
for Quincy Pride? Richard's like, yeah, absolutely.
So I think that we need, we're looking for a number of things, Joe. We're looking for our local businesses to give us raffle items.
Okay.
Yes.
So we've reached out to a number of them. We obviously could use more. So the raffle items are a big draw. If they are, whether they are gift cards or baskets, we are also looking for local nonprofits or organizations to sponsor tables. We have a number of spots on the field allocated for organizations. We're charging $100 for a donation. The organizations can bring tables and chairs and a tent. And then that's, something for them to pass out their materials to promote their causes and mm-hmm. what they're doing. And in the past we've rented the tables and chairs, but I will just say there's a shortage of outdoor furniture rentals. Mm-hmm. So we're asking people to bring their own tables and tents and chairs. So there are a number of those spots still open for charities and organizations that would like them and to support us. And then other than that, our corporate sponsorships, we're always looking for more of those right now. As of today, we have Arbella, Quirk, Bogan Tree, Fox Rock, and Manet Community Health.
Right.
Manet Community Health will be there. And they're looking forward to having a nice booth as well. So all of those sponsors may come and have their own booths. We're in talks with a number of other ones. We're going to, give out a prize for who has the best and most prideful booth. So we're hoping that those, not only those organizations and companies, but also our local vendors, charities, and nonprofits come out as well. And will, have a fun day with us and be able to promote their causes and their missions while supporting ours.
Okay, super. How do they get in touch with the committee, Richard? What's the best way for them to do that?
Mm-hmm. I think email or cell phones are probably the best. We're kind of going around the clock right now, I think, over the next few weeks. So my email is richard@quincypride.com and Sheikah's is Sheikah@quincypride.com. I know it's it.
No. It's S Babin.
Oh, it is.
Babin at quincypride.com. But we do have on our quincypride.com website, we do have a vendor registration section up there. So they can go and just fill out the form and fill out the registration fee online as well. But by all means, as Richard stated, contact us. Yes.
And I hate to ask, but is there a rain date?
Don't say that.
Okay.
Don't say that.
So no.
We have decided that we're going to wait and see.
Okay.
Obviously, if we have to make plans, we want to just wait and see. We believe that the weather will hold out and it's going to be a great day, obviously. But right now, we have it as a wait and see.
All right. So there'll be nothing but rainbows.
Rainbows.
I think that's probably a decision for closer to Joe, just because usually we would say the rain date is the next week. But I also know that the city is very excited, as am I excited, that we're doing Flag Day again this year.
That's right.
And I think that's the 12th. And I do think that I could be wrong, but I think that the remnants of Flag Day go into the 13th. So that's what usually it'd be a week later. We're going to have to wait and see as we get closer to if that's necessary.
Okay. Yeah. But in the meantime, it's June 6th, noon to 4 at Badger Field. Should we call it the third or the fourth annual, even though there wasn't really one in 2020?
We just call it the annual, but it will be the fourth one. I mean, it will be the third in-person event that we've held. Absolutely.
Sure. All right. Anything else you think we should add?
Come out, enjoy. You're going to have a great time, everyone. Absolutely. And Joe, I would just thank Quincy Access Television for giving us this opportunity, this voice. As always, you guys have always been supportive as well. And so we thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Sheikah. We appreciate that. It's our pleasure. We're happy to do it. We will continue to do it in the future.
All right.
Anything else, Richard?
No, I don't have anything else. We're looking forward to seeing everybody 3 weeks from this Sunday. I'm going to say it every time I see somebody from now until then. Sunday, June 6th from 12 to 4. We'll be at Pageant Field having a bunch of fun, and we hope you join us.
There you go. That about sums it up. All right. Thank you both. Really appreciate the opportunity, and happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Thanks, Joe.